Head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori, with us now on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, you guys, with 2 minutes left, pull the goalie. Tip of the cap, Biss and I were just saying to Mankato, they really made it hard for you guys hanging on to the puck there in that situation.
Yeah, we couldn't possess it very well, and they kept the puck on the rail, and they had hard clears, and they had hard rims right there, and it was hard for us to keep pucks in, no question, guys.
Tough in the third period, too, Tom, when your team takes three penalties in a close hockey game, and it's special teams that we've seen so many times can make a difference for you, especially in the third period. That's tough. You guys, it makes it difficult for you guys to get the offense going.
No question. It gets you out of your rhythm, and that's what we didn't want. I mean, the last thing you want against these guys is to be in the box, and we talked about that today, and I mean, you want to kill four penalties max a game. I mean, I don't know how many penalties were there tonight.
Well, you got 5 for 10. They got 4 for 8, but no. You got the 3 in the third. They got none.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, obviously, again, you're shorthanded for, 6 minutes, but obviously, they pop one there, too. So,
my general consensus on Minnesota State hockey is very good offensively. They impressed me on the defensive end all weekend long.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to look at their defensive core, guys. I mean, their smallest guy might be 6'1". They're long. They're experienced. I mean, I don't know how many games, but add up the number of games they played in college hockey. You know, we have the youngest defensive core in the country, and they've got, obviously, again, one of the oldest. So, I mean, they're that's an experienced crew. I mean, just think of having about 4 Sam Wendels, and that's what they have, guys. I mean, they got some big, strong, long, experienced defensemen.
And it seemed like they changed it up a little bit, Tom. I don't remember them being so pressing on the forecheck, and they were pretty aggressive on the forecheck this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know, Biss. You know what? I mean, you're probably right a little bit. I think, again, they probably possessed a little more. I think they're still trying to find themselves a little bit, but I think you're right. I think they went at us, and I think they probably looked at a young defensive core. Let's go at them and try to expose their inexperience. I'm not in their helmet, but I mean that they might have went after it that way too, guys.
Obviously not the opening conference results you want. This is a marathon, though. One weekend does not dictate where you guys are going to finish come March.
Oh, not at all, guys. But I mean, the bottom line is, you can't get swept at home either, so I don't want to sit there and make light of it either.
You didn't get a lot of puck luck, though, Tom. I mean, really, two or all three of those goals hit things and went in the right direction for Mankato. And sometimes, I mean, that's the way the puck bounces. You played well enough.
I have no issues with our game tonight, guys. Our 5-on-5 game was very good. I got no issues with that. Special teams, I mean, you're going to give up some goals. I mean, I get that, too. But, it just is one of those games. You're close. But, again, at the end of the day, it was not the result we wanted.
Head on the road to Olympic-size ice next weekend. It's a good thing when you're headed to the UP in October, though, Tom.
Yeah, I hear you guys.
See you next week.
Thanks.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers on the Paul Bunting Communications Hotline tonight.